Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. We definitely have a full studio today, which is great. There's a lot of experts in the studio with us. Number one, our resident lender expert, we've got Mr. Mike Denslow with us. Mike, good to have you back.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
In the studio.
I know.
No cell phone call in at the Hydro, so you wrapped up the races. Man, that was a good show last weekend.
Yeah, we dialed up some perfect weather and some the closest finish ever in the sports history for a final heat.
Oh, that is...
Yeah, 8 feet. First and second. That was awesome.
Crazy. I saw that finish line picture you sent, and it was very close. Well, thanks again for all your hard work at that event and helping out the community put something on like that. I heard a lot of great feedback from it this last week.
So. Thanks. It's a lot of fun. A lot of stress, but a lot of fun, too.
Well, excellent. And our guest, we had about, a month ago, we had Steve David on the show talking about real estate. And, you know, it kind of hurt a little bit when he got that penalty. But...
Yeah, he wasn't thrilled about that. I was standing right next to his crew chief when they got word, and there were some words that we wouldn't say on the air.
Some words that wouldn't have been said in the interview we did with him. So it was really nice to have him have done that interview and have that connection and kind of watch him over the weekend. So
he's a great guy.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks for hooking that up. On the insurance side, back with us to keep us protected and safe, Mr. Joe Peterson with Peterson Insurance. How are you?
Howdy, neighbor. Good.
Good. Well, very good. Glad to have you back in here giving us some advice. How's everything been with you in business?
Excellent. Got a little soft late spring, but our summer is red hot and rolling.
Okay. That's the way we like it. Perfect. Well, we will be hearing from Joe about checking on coverages as we talk a little bit about our topic. Before we get into our topic, we always like to start with our crazy national real estate story. New properties on the market, just in case you want to jump out there and spend a couple million bucks. So we have listed in the last week or so the oldest wooden lighthouse in America. Okay, we're talking built in 1831. It's out on Poplar Point in Rhode Island, and it came on the market for a whopping $6 million. Interesting because of the size of the harbor, the lighthouse, it wasn't in service very long. It was built in 1831 and in 1882 was darkened for a larger lighthouse and eventually sold at auction for $3,900 in 1894.
Wow.
So definitely an interesting place. The owners have gone through. In 1987, they expanded what was originally... which was originally the caretaker's living area, to what now represents on this property a 4,500-square-foot house, four bedrooms, four-and-a-half bathrooms, detached guest house, and garage. And you should absolutely see. You can imagine being out on a point where a lighthouse is. You should see the views that they've established from this. So owning your own lighthouse and on one of the most popular points in Rhode Island on 1.6 acres, there you have it, $6.4 million.
I'll work up the financing numbers for you real quick.
Actually, Mike, just as a guesstimate for principal and interest, ran a quick little guesstimation before we came, and Mike Denslow would be willing to do the loan on that for you, and I believe that, I don't know, I'll have to check his licensing. If you were to, principal and interest, we'd be looking at about, with 20% down, somewhere around roughly $23,000 a month. that's what it takes for the oldest lighthouse in America. So there you go. But back to our local topics. One of the things we've been doing just an absolutely ton of work on lately, we get this question a lot. We go out and do this a lot for folks. In fact, I have two appointments already scheduled for next week, is we get the call a lot of, please come take a look at the house. I'm going to be putting it on the market about 8 months from now, and I need to know what should I do and what should I not worry about doing to get the most return on my investment. So what I did is I looked at remodeling and making those changes is sometimes very different than, say, new construction. But I have somebody I've worked with a lot in the past. They've done work at my personal house. They've worked for a ton of our clients. We are very fortunate to have in the studio with us our renovation expert. We've got Mr. Trini Garibay with Elite Renovations. Trini, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. So give us a little background on Elite Renovations. What do you guys, how did you come about? Who are you?
Well, as you know, we had some pretty blank looks back in 08 when people heard that we wanted to start our construction company. You know what we were going through back in 08, but we've managed to actually grow our company. We went from 3 to, I don't know, somewhere around 30 employees now, and, you know, we're pretty proud of that. It shows like we're making some strides in the community and making sure that our work speaks for itself. So we're a pretty diversified group. Not only do we specialize in remodeling residential and commercial sectors, but we dabble into the new construction as well. We've got several crews that handle the new construction side of things. So if you're looking for a one-stop shop kind of deal, we're the company you should give a phone call and test us and give us a call and ask us questions. You know?
Well, fabulous. And I can tell our listeners already, I have tested him personally, and it's worked. So I think I was looking back. I was trying to figure out how we originally got connected up, and I think it was, right about that time, 08, you know, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I think the first time we met, you were doing a wet subfloor in a bathroom that had leaked and pulled that out from an inspection response we had. And you've done everything from that to stucco repair at different properties we've had. And then, you know, we've had apartment units that have needed to be remodeled, and we've always used you guys to help with that. So I appreciate that type of work. What do you see specific to, you know, real estate and our homeowners out there that listen to the show? What is, as you get started in a project, what's one of the biggest projects that you see kind of bang for buck that returns value that you guys go in and remodel and help for somebody that's going to be selling their house?
That's a good question, Lance. You touched a little bit on it. Homeowners who updated their most frequented rooms and those who added on more living space enjoyed the biggest bang for their buck on their home improvements, according to the Remodeling Online latest Cawson Valley report. So
living space, adding some square footage that was being used in the resale.
And the annual report is the result of responses from approximately 300 real estate professionals in 60 markets nationwide.
So you're not just making this stuff up?
No.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure we continue.
Yeah, Remodeling Online actually asked the pros what level of return was given remodeling the job would provide if the house were sold within a year of the work being done. On average, nationwide, kitchens and bath remodels, along with second-story bath and family room master suite additions, were rated tops. Experts say newness and spaciousness are key.
So that's a big thing. And actually, I just to double-check your work, not that I didn't believe you, I kind of looked up a couple real estate studies, too, and it said, and from what I've seen personally taking people through the house, it's exactly 100% spot on with what you said. Now, one of the things that was interesting is they said that second story remodel or expanding space over a garage like that, and you'd know more about this than I do. They actually said one of the reasons it returns more dollars is because your infrastructure going in to make those changes is less than, say, pouring foundation and expanding the footprint.
Well, yeah, and also you get value because it's all new, too.
It's all new, yeah. Right, exactly. So you're one of the things, too, that you pointed out that I think is big, and I see this, is that people are immediately drawn to kitchens. You know, you walk into a house, and, yep. I mean, it's probably, I mean, there can be an office, there can be a family room off to your right. But, I mean, people just, when we're showing houses, they make a beeline for the kitchen. And so that is a huge thing from when we're walking somebody through the house. I know they're going to spend a lot of time there looking at it. And a lot of times if the kitchen's been redone, I think the consumer has perspective. They'll overlook some of the other things that have not been redone because that they feel that's a big expense.
Yeah, and you know, people spend a lot of time in certain parts of the home, the kitchen, the bedrooms. Even though they are unconscious for most of the time in the bedroom, you know, they want to know it's nice when they wake up. You know, it's all just psychological.
That's a really good point. So take me through how this works. Somebody wants to do a kitchen. You know, they have an older, maybe let's say a 50s, 60s, 70s house. They want to do a kitchen remodel. We give your company a call. How does that work? I mean, where do you even start on a project of that scope? How does that work with you guys?
Well, one of the first questions I ask is, what's the reason for you renovating? You know, that's one of the first questions I ask. Then I lead into a bunch of different other questions like budget. You know, are you going to do some of the work yourself? Or are you going to, you know, hire a professional? Timeline, but mainly I gather a bunch of information. I do have our company has established and put together forms that make it easy for our clients to get their thoughts on paper instead of having all these thoughts going crazy in their mind. Because you can see it in their face right away as I'm having a conversation with them that they start getting overwhelming.
And yeah. They haven't maybe thought of some of the things they're pointing out.
So once they see it on black and white, it's a lot easier to get their thoughts on paper and actually focus on why they're really doing this. And when you have established that, then you can get accurate numbers for what they want to put together, you know, what the purpose of the renovation is. So,
you know, that's a huge thing that you pointed out, and we do the same thing in real estate a lot is, somebody may have a picture in their mind of what they want, but, I mean, you can't just transpose that picture from their mind into your head, right? I mean, we don't have that technology yet. So, like you said, getting it down on paper, why are you doing this and what do you want the end result to look like so that you can both see the same vision?
One of the advantages that our company has here in the Tri-Cities and probably statewide is that as one of the owners and one of the estimators, I take a lot of pride and time in putting together accurate and detailed proposals. I actually break down room by room, line item by line item, so that the customer can put his finger on certain items and can control the cost of the remodel. And typically, that's not the case. You'll get a lump sum proposal. And, you know, what happens when the customer says, well, what if I want to take this out? And then the price only drops $500.
Right. They know.
But in reality, it should be a $2,000 to $3,000 drop.
Right.
You know, being upfront with that makes it a lot easier to have conversations about money, budgets, what their plans are when all the numbers are upfront. And Joe's familiar with that, you know. Some of his stuff that leaves his office has pretty detailed numbers themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I can definitely appreciate that. It's actually one of the reasons why we use you guys. I'll just give you some feedback here on air is because our clients want to see that breakdown. They want to know where the money went, and it makes a huge difference.
Thank you.
So now, Joe, from your standpoint, you don't always want to, but you probably have to see some of these remodels happen for not the best reasons.
You're speaking of a claim?
Oh, you never have claims.
No.
Gosh, yes. So it's definitely different, and I can imagine when you go into a claim situation like that. We did a show on it a while back where I had to have one myself, and you really need to see that type of detail broken out so that you can get paid properly for what happened. Trini, thanks a lot for those tips in our first segment. When we come back, the first thing we're going to talk about is a little bit about insurance, how you can insure some of these new projects and these fabulous renovations you've done, and talk with Mike a little bit about how we can get the money to do that.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking today about what projects you should do, what you might want to think twice about doing before you sell your home, and what's going to recoup you the most amount of money. We talked a little bit about kitchens. We talked about second-story additions, expanding some space, potentially over garages or an attic space can really utilize a lot of a home's existing structure and really, really return you a lot of money. One of the ones we skipped over, but sometimes the most simple one, is that curb appeal from replacing your front door. The studies show that a new front door can actually return up to 120% of your investment. It's the first thing people are going to see. They're going to be standing there when the real estate agent's fumbling around for the key, trying to open the lock. So they're going to spend some existing time there right in front of it. And so it's amazing, but something as simple as a change out of a new front door can make a huge difference. One of the things we want to talk about is not forgetting that when you finish this renovation project or even during it, you may have increased your home value by $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. And you might want to talk about what we need to do with insurance. So, Joe, give us a breakdown.
Well, not to correct you here, Lance, but I think you probably want to call before you added the $70,000 for the value.
That's why you are here, is to correct me and tell us. So, yeah, let us know how that works.
So, anyway, well, generally you're going to be covered up to about 125% to 150% of the current value. There's extended replacement. Some companies call it guaranteed replacement. Will go to 125% of the value that you have your house insured for, and that's replacement cost. That being said, there can be some exclusions on items that you're using in construction. I've had things such as soffits and copper wiring and things stolen during the construction project before. We have what's called a course of construction endorsement that could be added to policies. All your good carriers are going to have that. You would call your agent, ask them if you need to add that or not, and then kind of go through and reevaluate where the house is going to be at when you're done, make sure up the coverage on the house.
Well, that is very, that is very interesting. So course of construction.
Endorsement.
Mm. Okay. I like that a lot. Very good. And I have never heard of that before today. Trini's shaking his head. Being in the business, I'm sure he's had to deal with it already. So... okay, very, very good, Joe. Well, thanks again for that. We've been hearing your commercials, so not to just jam us into real estate, but, you know, you're looking for safe drivers too, right?
Yeah, can you run that right in the middle of the show?
Perfect.
If you listen to this, but drive like this,
don't call us.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, we appreciate the work you're doing. You recently helped out one of our clients with a bunch of different stuff, and so we really appreciate that. And thanks for doing that and keeping us safe and protected with the amount of coverages that we need to have. So thanks again for that. And now, Mike, we might need some money for all of this. So talk to us a little bit about mortgages, these projects, and how you see these things go.
Well, first off, rates are at a historic lows. Did you know that, Lance?
Thank you. Yes.
I hadn't heard that before.
We might have talked about that on the show last week, which, by the way, thank you to all the listeners and callers. I had a lot of calls after the show, the most we've had in quite some time. So it was a great topic. We got a lot of feedback about it, so we really appreciate that. But, yes, they, even after we do that show, they've continued to dive.
Yep, they're down there. So there's a couple different things talking about this construction projects. You could get a home equity loan and, you know, something, home equity line of credit, home equity loan, those kind of things to help fund the project. Or you could do a cash-out refinance. These days, with rates being so low, being able to drop your interest rate, get a little bit cashed out to pay for one of these projects, you know, might not be a bad idea. Always shortening your term from a 30 to a 20 or a 15 is a good idea as well, so you pay less interest over time. But there's just so many good programs out there right now. I just, like I normally do, I just advise people if they have those kind of questions to give me a call just so we can chat about it. Maybe there's, you know, something that I'll bring up that they hadn't thought about and, you know, be able to reach their, you know, financial goals that way.
Excellent. Very, very good stuff. Once again, probably the same type of rules applied before you start these projects. Maybe have a conversation with you, get pre-qualified for what you want to do, and start the process early.
Always. There's no cost to giving me a call or coming in and sitting down and going over, you know, all the different possibilities of how to get the money out to do the project. And it goes back to goals. I mean, how long are you going to be in this house? Is the remodel the way to go? Is, you know, maybe you've got another house down the street, and that's good too. So maybe new construction.
Perfect.
You know, maybe building something. You know, maybe they come and meet with me, and I tell them, okay, this is how you get to the money, and then they talk to Joe, and okay, we've got the insurance lined up, and they talk to Trini, and they talk to you, and it's like, well, why don't we just build a new house?
Right.
You know, I mean, so... It just doesn't hurt to talk to the experts, figure it all out, and have all the information to be a, you know, an educated consumer.
Okay, very, very good. And speaking of, I just thought of this because we talked about that number one return being the front door and the entryway. Trini, I saw somebody take a mid-entry. I was in a house this week. They took a mid-entry, and then they bumped out the front of that entry, added a big landing that you walked into with a coat closet, and then it almost felt like it wasn't even a mid-entry anymore. I mean, they had done a bump-out remodel project like that and drastically changed the whole look of the house and the feel of it when you walked through for a lot less than they could have done probably any other project in the home.
Hmm.
That's funny. Are you talking about the project? Well, we've got a project coming up just exactly like what you just said. This is weird.
That was how.
This is weird.
This was in Kennewick. So you're about to do the same thing.
In Richland, yes.
Okay. This was a house I was in Kennewick this week, and it made me, when I read this in the article, it changes it drastically. So I'll get you the address off the air so you can swing by and check it out. So, well, very, very good. One of the things I wanted to talk about was what not to do, just for kicks. And if you just did this for resale value, I apologize ahead of time. But what not to do if you're looking to recoup value and resell, topping the list of one of the worst things you can do to recoup value is a home office remodel. Mm. It might feel good. You might spend a lot of time in there working. But the studies show that on average, you're recouping less than half of that project cost. Right below that, with only a 51% return on investment, was a sunroom addition, meaning it might be comfortable, it might be a little nice, but especially in our area, that sunroom addition is not going to return all of the money invested
into
it.
That's kind of a surprise, you would think.
You would think, yeah, it would, but it was definitely on the list of not a great one, so. One of the things, too, is I think one of the biggest things is timeline and planning. I mean, you talked a little bit about the planning that you do, training and stuff, but, you know, I'm sure as much as sparkling as your personality is, I'm sure people don't like you in your kitchen longer than you're supposed to be there. Tell me how your timelines usually work and what you guys do to try to make sure you maintain that schedule.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask your contractor to produce a timeline in writing, you know, for how long they think the project will take. Get specific time commitments for, you know, each stage of your project. One of the things that we do at the early stages is we produce a mock-up of a schedule from begin to end. And they know exactly what's happening day by day. We provided in six different styles, easy to read. We can do Gantt charts, wide charts, start dates, end dates, all dates. I mean, it's the best way to get your customer involved in the project and keep them, fresh on the project.
And then one of the things I've noticed is like part of, and maybe it's a luxury now at your stage of the business, but one of the things I always noticed when you were doing projects for us is, a lot of times we've got to wait for the painter. There's only so much we can do, or we've got to wait for this to be installed. You are the painter. Those are your guys. So you're controlling the schedule of those subs.
Yes, and that was the reason for the growth of our team, for having the number of guys that we do, because we wanted to make sure that we had qualified people in your home. You know, they're drug tested. They're dressed professional. They're in and out doing what they're supposed to be doing, and let them be the best that they can be at what they do. A painter can't be a roofer, and a roofer can't be a painter. So you know it requires different bodies there. And at Elite Renovations, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get crews that are trained specifically in the areas that they're going to be performing the scope of work.
Okay. Now one last thing. I just want to fit it in here as we kind of wrap up with our tips and stuff. The last project on the list that I see, and it's huge right now, it's very popular in the real estate industry, is one of the projects that that returns about 81% of a project cost put into it is wood deck additions. So doing an addition to your – it's basically a cheaper way of extending your living space off the back of a house and doing an addition with something like a deck. Is that something that you guys work with?
It's huge right now. We've got probably 8 or 9 projects right now that all range from all kinds of sizes on decking. You're bringing the indoors out, and people want to do that. I mean, they just want to hang out get some of the fresh air and you know, spend time with family.
You know, and there's, you know, there's seven, or really we have a good 7 months of the year here that we can utilize that space, and probably with a couple gas heaters and stuff, you can extend that to 8 or 9
great,
months.
Great memories are produced out there on those decks, you know, for most family time, but yeah, definitely good times.
Well, that sounds great. Well, thanks again for being on the show. Mm-hmm. We love it when we can get an expert in their industry in here to let us know how that works. Trini, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, there's several different ways. The best and easy way is going to be check out our website, you know, EliteRenovationsLLC.com. We've got a user-friendly website. It's fresh. It's getting content every day, updated. And Facebook, check us out on Facebook as well. If you go on our website, you'll be able to also go on YouTube. Straight up links right off of our website. We've got videos uploaded. And then phone number, 509-545-3975 is the office number. Again, that's 509-545-3975. And I will put it on the air. I'll give you my cell phone. Most contractors won't do that, but I'm going to do it. 509-391-5757.
Excellent, Trini. Well, once again, we appreciate you having you on the show. And even before, you might want to call Trini, Mike. Once again, people know to go to our website, but additional contact information to get to you to get the money.
Yeah, my direct line at work is 736-2621, and I'll put in my little disclosure. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., equal housing lender.
And as we found out from Mr. Joe Peterson, we might want to talk to you prior to the project starting.
Absolutely.
And how do we talk to you?
Well, I think the easiest is to go to joepetersoninsurance.com, and you can also call our office at 736-3599. And if I may add, you know you've got a serious contractor when he's dropping Gantt charts on you. I just got to tell you. I took a project management course in college a couple years ago and never heard of Gantt charts until that time. So
That definitely speaks to their knowledge level for sure. Well, once again, we appreciate you listening to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Feel free, as always, if you've missed any of that. We had several contacts last week to KenMoreTeam.com. If any of these numbers you missed or you need to speak to these guys, feel free to just go to KenMoreTeam.com, shoot us an email, and we will get you hooked up with the right people. Once again, we'll be back right here next week
on News Talk 870.